Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick-hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by Focus Elf. We help entrepreneurs stay on track to hit their goals with unlimited project management and business support starting at just 50 cents a day. Visit gofocuself.com to get started. That's gofocuself.com. Today's guest is Allison Wheeler. Allison is a certified 10x business coach and number one best-selling author. She leverages her 13 years of experience to empower small business owners strategically. As a dynamic force with a strong brand voice, she transforms chaos into clarity, overcomes overwhelm, and champions clients to be their best selves in both business and life. Her BizHap is about that time when she had to make a tough choice for her business. Allison, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Thank you so much for having me on. Look, it's interesting in business because I think a lot of people think, you know, we create a lot of success, it's a straight line. But in my previous business, I have made several iterations of business over time. But my last business, a very successful business. But when the pandemic hit, lots of things changed. And obviously in that time, a huge reassessment as well. So that was really tough because the business just wasn't working the same. There was just something that was out of alignment, couldn't work it out. I keep driving, keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing. But I would say I hit another phase of burnout. It's the second time I've been through that. I had to unpack why. I had to decide what was I going to do. Was I going to continue with the business? How was I going to get out of this situation? How was I going to move forward? And through a huge reassessment, realized that I had outgrown the business. I'd grown it as far as I could. And also, it was no longer in alignment with my values. One of my values is success and growth. And if I couldn't keep doing that, it was like trying to squish a round peg into a square hole. Wasn't working anymore. But the difficulty was I had a lot of my identity after doing that business for so long, a lot of my identity was caught up in that business. So it took some time to realign my values, extract myself out of that business and remind myself of what my goals were. Because my goals weren't the business, my goals were the outcome or what I was looking for. So I had to re-tether myself, my who I am, my self-worth, my self-confidence. I needed to reassign that to the goal and not the vehicle, and then be willing to let go of the vehicle and have the courage to jump and start again and do something else from scratch, which as you get older is not easy, but it was absolutely the right thing to do, no matter how challenging or difficult, because the burnout that I was experiencing, that rate of burnout was huge. And it was affecting, you know, my primary relationships, some of the things that are the most important to me. So it was so important to do that realignment, no matter how scary it is for people. And I'm sure there's listeners who are sitting there going, okay, but my business is successful. It's earning me money. Yes, but it might not be right for you anymore. Or there may be things that need to change within that business to make it in alignment again. Because as we grow, yeah, you can actually outgrow what you're doing. You can outgrow your business. How are you going to keep that growth going? How are you, you know, nothing. The one fundamental thing we have in life is that things change.
Yes.
And so you need to keep changing and growing. And when we get stagnant in our growth, it causes us all sorts of problems, or will we create problems for ourselves to keep ourselves moving forward? But it's so much better to create problems of growth then create all sorts of other problems in your life so you have something to entertain yourself with. So really sometimes business requires extremely difficult decisions.
I love that. Allison, let me ask you one tactic that you can share with those problems for growth that you're talking about.
Yeah, I think one is always know what your goal is. So write your goal out every day. So you're focused on the future, focused on where are you heading? So you're not blinded by all of the things that are in front of you right now, because that's going to keep you focused to move through. So one is absolutely be clear on your goals and just writing down, I want to be successful, or saying, I want to be successful, I want more money. That's not a goal. It's not clear enough. Like, it has to have a lot of clarity, right? Like, so what is that actual goal? And continue to ask yourself, am I growing? Am I learning? Am I focused on growth? What do I need to learn? What do I need to expand on? Because if you stop learning, that's also a major, major problem, right?
You start dying. Either
you're dying, you're growing, or you're dying, right?
Yes.
And some people will say, I just want things to stay the same. I just want to maintain. But the problem with that is, yes, we can have periods where we might need to regroup so we can grow again. Mm-hmm. But to have a goal of maintenance, I'm just going to stay the same. Gravity will take care of that at some point in time, and you will go backwards. So it's an illusion to be able to do that, because everything is changing. So, you know, have goals for your business, have goals for yourself, but also, what do you need to learn? Keep growing and keep learning, as hard as that might be, right? As hard as it is sometimes to continue to do that, because it's like, oh, when do I get to have a break? Well, schedule into your calendar periodic breaks. What do you actually need for you so you can maintain yourself at that high level?
Yes.
Take breaks then, right? Don't fight it. If that's what you need, that's what you need. Great, do it.
Allison, I don't know if I'm showing this, but I'm so excited for what you just shared. It's heartwarming. It's I'm just feeling in my chest and I want to scream. Thank you so much. And I think that people will find it so valuable. So who do you serve and how can those people find you?
Sure. Look, I've been business coaching for 13 years. So I work with service-based businesses, business owners who want to grow. They're focused on increasing their revenue and getting that growth and not burning out, right? We're doing that without burning out. It just doesn't have to happen. So they can find me on my socials, which is at the Allison Wheeler coaching, at the Allison Wheeler coaching.
Amazing. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Allison Wheeler, for coming on and sharing her story about that time when for sharing her story about growth and about making tough decisions. If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day gets a burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you want help getting your business back on track, the ELF can help. Visit gofocuself.com and get started with us just for 50 cents a day. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.